Metuneter, Volume 1, The Great Oracle of Tahuti in the Egyptian System of Spiritual Cultivation, Chapter 17, The Deities of Metuneter. Amen. Amen means concealed. It is the Kemetic counterpart of the term subjective as we have used in this book. It corresponds to the essential nature of the Supreme Being, which is the same as the essence of man's being. It is our unmanifested, unmanifestable, unconditioned self, that which is the ultimate source of life and consciousness. It is the unseen and unseeable that looks out into the objective realm of spirits, thoughts, feelings, and physical phenomena. We must return our focus of consciousness back to it by the cessation of all thought activity. Once we have established this innermost point of our place of being, i.e. living beyond emotional influences, we will attain the state of Hetep. This is a state in which we are able to fully ignore all emotions that may rise into our awareness and thus attain to a peace that cannot be disturbed by any challenge in life. In the Hindu tradition, it is called the Parabrahma Sarkiv. Kalpa, Nirvana. This state of inner peace is the prime foundation of the functioning of the healing functions of the life force, Ra, and is the source of all spiritual power. Ausar, the God said, and quote, and God said, let us make man in our own likeness, end quote. Now, it does not take much to realize that the likeness of God is which man is made. In which man is made, according to Genesis 1:26, cannot be the multitude of human frailties and sinfulness. Neither can it be the corporal creature of earthly existence, nor the varieties of qualities that make up our personalities. For as it is said, make not graven images of God thy Lord. How then are God and man similar? As a drop of water in the ocean are the same qualitatively, but different in magnitude, so are man and God. This fact is expressed in the Bantu's categorical name for both God and man, Muntu. It is the same with the name of the Kemetans used for themselves, Kamau, Kam meaning black, and Au, the root of the mantra Ung, Ausar. God, man, was used to denote themselves. But this self of ours, which is the likeness of our Supreme Being, is, as we have so much spoken of in earlier chapters, the indwelling intelligence guiding all of the functions of our spirit and through the involuntary vital functions of the body. We cannot leave this section without throwing some light on the deity's name. To this date, no Egyptologist can explain the meaning of or the origin to its name. The problem has its roots in the fact that the deity's name is not commonly written with alphabetic hieroglyphs, but in a graphic, metaphoric way. An eye above or beneath a seat, which does not provide much of a clue to the true pronunciation, although no one has ever given a good explanation, it has been commonly rendered as Asar, pronounced Asar, E-U-H hyphen S-E-H-R. The seat, which is called Ast, pronounced Est, E-U-S-T, is by punning derivation as Budge aptly observes, which is gods of the Egyptians. And used to represent the female aspect of the deity. Thus they call her Ast, A-S-T, pronounced E-U-S-T. But no one can say why is a seat used as a metaphor for her. And if this is the true pronunciation of her name, let's first deal with the meaning of the symbolism. As the ninth sphere corresponds to the first stage of the work of the spiritual development, it is the foundation or throne or seat of spiritual evolution, meditation, and initiation. All acts of the will begin with metamucic trance. When we recall the work to be done in the first stage, we will remember that it consists of going into metamucic trance with the objective of returning our identity to the indwelling intelligence. The seat then is symbolic of metamucic trance, and the eye symbolizes the indwelling intelligence. We must take a clue from the Canaanite Kabbalistic tradition in which the ninth sphere is called Yesod, which means foundation seat. Yet the deity of the sphere is called Shaddai El Chai. Similarly, in the Kemetic tradition, the goddess of the ninth sphere is called a seat by the ninth sphere, or called a seat by metaphoric punning. We understand the metaphor, but what is the pun based on? In Budge's Egyptian Hieroglyphic Dictionary, page 36A, we find the word aus. Au is pronounced as the French eau, o, water, which denotes the third person singular female. It corresponds to the Coptic es, which has the same grammatical role as and is also the root of Esi. The Coptic name for the deity. On page 36, we also find one of the few alphabetic spellings of the name Aust, pronounced A-E-U-S-E-T. On page 36b, we find answers. Further confirmation comes from the fact that in the cosmological system of Anu, of the Ra priesthood of the Vith dynasty, the female counterpart or of Term in Temu is called Au-Sasit. Au-Sasit. We are not just indulging here in scholarly gymnastics. The names Auset and Ausar concealed the Heka Ung through which they are invoked. We have seen how Tahuti conceals Ung Seker, conceals the Heka Kiri Heru, conceals the Heka Ring, and so on. And when we consider the fact that these are very same, Heku turn up in Dravidian India in association to the goddess that matched the qualities of the Kemetic deities point for point. Then we must realize that we must have unearthed a principle that we must pay a good deal of attention to. Tahuti. A collection of data, however factual, is of little use until its elements are arranged according to their relationship with each other, and the whole of which they are parts. For example, until Lavoisier, 1743 to 1794, there was no science or chemistry, even though there was a vast collection of chemicals in use. Sulfuric acid, nitric acid, silver nitrate, chlorine, etc., and the recipes for making them. It was also when discovered that all atoms had a distinct weight and configuration and were thus subject to the exact measurement that the science of chemistry was born. If the collection of divine laws and spiritual conceals could also be subjected to some form of objective measurement, then the providing of guidelines for living could also be elevated to a science of living. And such a means of measurement has already been in place of African spirituality for over 10,000 years. In other words, unlike the biblical tradition, the Kemetic spiritual tradition is not composed of a collection of spiritual guidelines like chemistry and physics in principles. Its principles are such assigned to a specific category, which elevates it to a strict science of living. The ability to qualify life's experiences and its spiritual guidelines through qualifications and measurement is the property of the wisdom faculty Tehuti. One of the most important rituals and spiritual practices of the Kemetic system was called the Uchau Metut, the weighing of words. The name Tehuti is compounded of Tehu, which means to measure, and Ti, which means dual. This name reveals a very advanced state of scientific sophistication of the Kemetic structure, which cannot be doubted from the fact that they have invented the system of quadratic equations, which is the foundation of the mathematical underpinning of the science. The cosmology was related to a system of equations and can be deducted from the Arabic name for algebra, al-jabar, mu-kabala, the dual factors for which all ideas and concepts are weighed, are based on their relative place in time and space. We come across, for example, in the Chinese Oracle of Wisdom, the I Ching, that stuck as a thing to be done or not because of the relationship to the time and the cycle. Incidentally, there might have been some critical exportations of Kemetic wisdom tradition to China. Let's start with the noting of the similarity between the root of the deity's name, Tehu, and the Coptic diversion of the name Tehuti, Taut, which are very similar to Chinese terms. For their wisdom tradition, the Tao, the foundation of the Chinese oracle, and I Ching is composed of the 8 Pa Ku. Similarly, Tehuti's wisdom system is also based on an Ogdad representation. The primal powers of the 8 cardinal points, the symbol for Nome of Tehuti in Kemet was represented by 4 broken lines superimposed. One Ching practitioners will recognize the correspondence to the yin lines in the Tao Ti Ching diviners will recognize in the 41st figure, which is the main figure of the ocular system. Here ends the reading at page 216. This is Metuneter, volume 1, The Great Oracle of Tehuti in the Egyptian System of Spiritual Cultivation, chapter 17, The Deities of Metuneter.